Nolte, Lincoln Project Cowards Blacklist Own Editor Over Old Tweets. By John Nolte on July 14, 2020. If you're looking for even more proof of what a bunch of never Trump cucks the Lincoln Project is, they just threw one of their own overboard over some stupid years old tweets. The tweets aren't racist. The tweets aren't anti-Semitic. The tweets aren't mean-spirited. The tweets weren't even tweeted while he was working for the Lincoln Project. Nevertheless, after a group of fascist harpies at some feminist nonprofit called the 19th dredged up the old tweets, the left-wing Lincoln Project rolled over like a bunch of punks to appease their left-wing masters in the corporate media. Based on these unacceptable and offensive posts, and those that came to light last week, Ben Howe is no longer affiliated with the Lincoln Project. Effective immediately, Keith Edwards, the group's spokesman, said in a statement. That Lincoln Project sure is populated with stand-up guys, am I right? Here's a list of the offending tweets from the far-left Washington Post. I want to be a feminist, but every time I call someone a C, I get yelled at, Howe wrote in a June 2018 tweet. Howe also responded to a June 2017 New York Times story about women being talked over and interrupted in the workplace by tweeting that it is only when they won't stop yapping about their period or whatever. Before Trump's election, Howe wrote that Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton's voice makes me want to cut my ears off with a hacksaw, but that he still found Trump so distasteful he would vote for her. That's it. A few stupid, childish, sitcom-level jokes and he's canceled by his fellow never-Trumpers. Naturally, Howe boldly stood up for himself and against this kind of un-American blacklisting, and did so in the precise way you would expect from a red-blooded, American, true conservative. Just kidding. No, he didn't. He groveled to the mob in the exact way you would expect from a eunuch never-Trumper. Some people just need a tap on the shoulder to change. Others need a slap in the face. Me? I've often needed a piano dropped on my head. The piano fell years ago, but I suppose I'm still crawling out from under the wreckage in some ways, Howe squeaked in a statement. I'm better than I've been. And I intend to be better than I am. To be fair, in this environment, you know, where being a man is something of a career liability, Howe is just doing his best there to prove he's not one. Pretty convincing, too. Just remember, though, the Lincoln Project are America's true conservatives, which is why they're trying to get a Democrat elected president, trying to put Democrats in charge of the United States Senate, and eagerly embracing the cancel culture. I do wonder, though, if there isn't more to this story, something we're not being told. Why is Howe being fired over a few childish wisecracks while Rick Wilson remains at the Lincoln Project, even after the Gollum in Glasses tweeted and said much worse things over the same time period? Who knows? Who cares? The left is eating itself. Let them fight. Or let them roll over like a bunch of emasculated cucks. I'm good either way. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.